This is Ozarks at Large. The hearing for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh continues today in Washington, D.C. Kavanaugh fielded questions from senators for the last 2 days. That portion of the hearing is over. Today, the Senate Judiciary Committee will hear from more than 24 witnesses. Since the hearing started Tuesday, there has been continuous protests from the public to interrupt the process. One of the protesters who was escorted out and arrested is Harry Farrow of Eureka Springs. Farrow spoke with Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek, who joins me in the studio. Welcome, Zoo.
Hey there. I spoke with Farrow on Wednesday morning, so the day after she was arrested, along with, I think the estimates out there are 70 other people. All those people were arrested for disrupting the hearing. Farrow told me there's a lot of other people from Arkansas in D.C. to protest. The reason she kind of is ending up getting a lot of attention this week is, at least here locally, is because she was captured in this photo that's been used by a lot of news media outlets to illustrate the hearing that day. In the photo, she's kind of in the middle of shouting. You can see she's yelling, and she has a police officer on either side of her. I asked her about that moment. She says when her group was brought into the hearing for their allotted 15 minutes, because that's the way it works.
You get rotated out.
Yeah. I don't know if it varies if there's smaller groups of people, but in this instance, she says that they were given about 15 minutes at the hearing. And during that time, as soon as she was brought in, she says she watched other protesters get escorted out.
It's like everything's happening so fast, and you're very focused when you're there on what you're there for and what you need to do. You're trying to take in everything, and I actually made it a point not to sit too close because I noticed when they took the women out, they were sitting right next to the door that they were being escorted out of. So I kind of traded seats with a couple people, which I was afraid they would stop me from doing, but no one seemed to be paying attention, so I wouldn't be that easily taken out. So, the talking is happening, the hearing's happening, and nobody's standing up. And I realize I'm probably the most experienced person in that particular group that went in. So I just thought, well, I need to do this now instead of waiting to see, because nobody else was standing up. So I just stood up and just got as loud as I could and said my piece. And immediately, like, not very far away, about, I'm going to say, 8-10 cameras are on me. So when you said that photo, there's actually several different photos of me that have gotten put on to different websites, articles about this event. So I kind of stood my ground. I didn't make it easy for them to take me out. I wasn't resisting arrest. I just wasn't quietly just walking out when they said, okay, come on, let's go. And so I just had a wide stance and was just standing very firm and just not quietly going with them, because the point is to create as much of a disruption as possible, because ultimately, the hearings are a sham. We want the public to know that. We want to know. We'd like to shut the hearings down. We wish more people would be here. So anyway, it all happened pretty fast nonetheless. And they did get me out of there. So that was that moment.
So did she tell you why she was there protesting, what she does not like about Brett Kavanaugh?
She told me she understands a lot of the other reasons that people are concerned about Kavanaugh. For her, it's mostly about the stance we've heard, his stance that we've sort of heard on indicting a sitting president. Although yesterday, Kavanaugh told the committee that he actually hasn't decided whether it is constitutional to indict a sitting president, and that no one is above the law, including the president of the United States. So that remains unclear.
Okay. One thing I've always wondered about these situations is, after the protesters are escorted out of the Senate hearing room or wherever, what happens? Are they sent to jail?
Well, in this case, Farrow told me she was escorted out, and actually they put those kind of zip tie handcuffs on her and other protesters, and then they were taken over to, I guess, the police station or a police station area to get processed.
On Capitol Hill?
Yes.
Because these events often are, like, the Capitol Police don't really know what's going to happen. They're not really prepared. They don't know how many people. They don't under what. So a lot of times they're figuring things out, so that you can just see where they're trying to decide, what are we doing with this group? There were other people taken away earlier. So they took us to what we call the bus barn. It's where they repair their vehicles. It's just a big, huge open, they open a big, huge, like, garage doors, like massive garage doors. And there's chairs in there just lined up and tables for processing. So, I mean, we're just in a big, huge space with sitting in chairs waiting to be processed. So, you know, they search you before they put you in the police wagon. You know, they do pretty intensive search. They take everything off of you. We know from the past that we might get to do post and forfeiture. We really expect this to be a hard arrest where they would give us a misdemeanor. For some reason, surprisingly, they just did a post and forfeiture, and the whole thing's like a traffic ticket. So we have money on us, but because if they offer that, then you can just pay the money, and it's sort of like we're calling this even. You're not really pleading guilty. We're just saying this thing happened, you paid a fine, and you're good to go.
I'm guessing that this is not her first encounter with this sort of activity.
No. Pharaoh says, you know, there's a lot of different coalition groups that urge protesters to go to D.C. for a variety of reasons, mostly in this case for votes and to disrupt the hearings or the voting process. So she's actually been to D.C. to do that several times since President Trump was elected.
So other arrests, I came up the first time the group was the Center for Popular Democracy, and they were doing this for healthcare, and I didn't really know much about them, so I decided to come and just be like an observer. There's a lot of support needed at these things, so I thought I'd just come and see what all this was about. I didn't know much about the group. It was very last minute. I didn't know I was going until the night before, late. And even then, I didn't know for sure I had a ticket. I was told I had one, but until I got to the airport, actually got on the plane, I'm like, okay, this is real. So we came up to protest the efforts to destroy the ACA. And then they kept the Republicans kept trying in different ways and passing different bills to dismantle it. That was like their whole thing. We're going to destroy the ACA as soon as we get in office. So like, they're all on it. And we were like, no. And we actually, as you know, prevented that from happening. Eventually, but they kept trying. So I was back not long after. I can't remember now if it was a week and a half or 3 weeks or whatever it was. And I got arrested that time for the first time. I was outside Senator Bozeman's office. And then in December, I came back to protest the GOP tax scam. And I got arrested. And both of those were post and forfeitures, which are really minor things. And both were for shouting outside in the hallways of the Senate building. And then a few days later, or 10 days later, whatever it was, they were having the actual vote on the tax bill. And I came back. I was planning to just do another arrest like the other ones. And when all was said and done, I was arrested in the Senate galley at 12:30 midnight during the Senate vote on the tax bill, standing up with 12 others and shouting and interrupting that. That was a more serious arrest. That was a misdemeanor. Then I had to stay out of trouble for 6 months. I wasn't allowed to be in the Capitol building itself for 6 months, and I had to not get arrested anywhere on the planet for 6 months. But that was, you know, that ran up, and then I guess my next arrest was yesterday.
So why is it worthwhile for you to do this, to make that trip and to, in some instances, get arrested?
Well, for a lot of different reasons. For one thing, I mean, the fact is that everybody's effort, people who wrote letters, people who sent emails, people who visited their senators' offices, people who protested outside their senators or congressmen's offices, big rallies, letters to the editor, all of those things stopped the decimation of the ACA. You know, we stopped it because everybody spoke up. But even though we didn't stop the tax bill, we tried. And it's like, I can't sit at home and not do anything. So sometimes it works. And sometimes even when it doesn't work, we at least know we tried really hard. And we at least let the powers be know that we're not all going to sit back and have another beer and watch TV while they destroy our country. That I think if we weren't doing these kinds of things, they would have done much worse. So even if we didn't stop certain things from happening, maybe we stopped other things from them even trying other things, because they see there'll be pushback. They'll see there'll be an effort to stop things. And they know that they can't get away with the more extreme things because, I mean, it's pretty extreme as it is. Oh, that was another arrest. I'm sorry. I came back and got arrested with the over 600 women who got arrested for the family separation, separated at the border. So that happened, whenever that happened, last month, I think. And that's what happens when people act. And that, you know, why is it important? Because of that. Because if we didn't, they'd still be doing that.
So when you're not in your 15 minutes or less because you're being escorted out and you're not being processed and given a ticket, what do protesters do in between their next planned activity?
Farrow told me from her experience, they basically plan these actions to get in front of lawmakers. On Tuesday, for example, after Farrow was arrested and processed and paid her fine and was actually released, she says she actually had enough time to catch Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton while he was on his way to something in one of the Senate buildings. And then she says she and a group of protesters actually went to Senator Chuck Schumer's office, the Democratic leader in the Senate, to protest what they see as the Democrats' inaction on this whole Kavanaugh nomination.
It's interesting because I guess I'm somewhat naive. I just don't think of you being able to see your senator in the hallway. I think of that image we had earlier this week of Alex Jones walking up when Senator Marco Rubio is giving an interview. I don't know. That still somewhat surprises me.
Yeah. I mean, Farrow says she walked up to Cotton and they had what she feels was a pleasant conversation about the matter at hand. And she says she just tried to kind of tell him how she feels and hoped that he would listen. She says he didn't walk away, though, so that's good.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Susanna.
Thanks.